This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is Riyad Wazazi. We're coming to you to another episode of Tafsir Bits. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I just want to give a minute or two for some more people to join, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys? How's everybody doing? This is the session number nine for the Tafsir Bites or Tafsir Bits, inshallah. And today, inshallah, we'll be with Surat Nisa. Surat Nisa. So if you may want to go and grab your notebooks, inshallah, notebooks and pen handy, because I'm going to be sharing a lot of information with you, so you may want to take notes, inshallah. I just want to give a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah. People are kind of a little bit slow today for some reason. They're kind of slow. Well, the session is recorded, whether you're on Facebook or Instagram, because I have both. And I'm live on both, Instagram and Facebook. So they are recorded, and you could always go back and watch them, inshallah, or those who come in late, or those who maybe are breaking their fast now, you can always come back and watch them, inshallah. Anyways, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Rasulillah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Riyad Wazazi, welcoming you all to another session of Tafsir Bits, session number 9. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we finished Surat Al-Imran, and today we'll be with Surat An-Nisa. All right, Surat An-Nisa. So please take some notes. Surat An-Nisa, the number of the surah in the Quran is number 4. Right, so we have Al-Fatiha, Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, and Surat An-Nisa. This is in the sequence in the Quran, in the book, but not in the sequence in terms of revelations, right? Al-Baqarah, if you remember, it was revealed as number 86, 86 surah. Al-Imran, 87. We will talk about Surat An-Nisa, because how many ayat do we have in Surat An-Nisa? Well, how many verses? 176 verses, and it's in Juz 4, 5, and 6. 4, 5, and a little bit of 6 as well, right? So Surat An-Nisa, it's also considered to be from As-Sab' At-Tawal. Remember the four types of, surahs that we talked about? You know, the very first type is As-Sab' At-Tawal, the seven long ones. And An-Nisa is considered to be from the seven long surahs. And it is a surah which is, according to the consensus of Ahlul Ilm, is a Madani surah, except few ayat that were revealed in Mecca. Okay? Except few ayat revealed in Mecca, but the majority of the surah, Surat An-Nisa, is revealed is a Madani surah. So I said it's number 4, 176 ayah, and it's 4, 5, 6 juz. Right? The name of Surat An-Nisa, it's called the Nisa, women. Why? It's an interesting reason. Why? Because subhanAllah, in that Surat An-Nisa, it talks a lot about women and ahkam pertinent to women. A lot of ahkam pertinent to, you know, rulings pertinent to women. In general, that's why it's called Surat An-Nisa. And it's a privilege. It's an honor, subhanAllah, you know, to those who claim that Islam does not give no rights to women and whatnot. What are they talking about? Yani, this is because of their ignorance, subhanAllah, you know. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has consecrated one full chapter in the Quran called chapter women, chapter Nisa, just like chapter Surat Maryam, just like Surat Al-Imran, right? We have Surat Al-Nisa, women. Is there any virtues regarding Surat Al-Nisa? Nothing really elevated to the Prophet, nothing in terms of virtues that are authentic, right? But all we know that in fact, that Surah An-Nisa is from the Sab'a At-Tawal. It is from the Sab'a At-Tawal that we mentioned. There were four, if you remember, four categories of surahs or four categories of chapters. The seven long ones, Sab'a At-Tawal, that's number one. And then after the seven long ones, those are that are over 100 ayat. You know, 100 or more or less, right? They are, you know, they're called Sab'a, seven long ones. And then after that comes the Mi'in. The Mi'in, those that are, you know, 100 or less. Sab'a At-Tawal, the seven long ones, are those that are beyond, you know, above 100 surahs, ayah, above 100. Al Mi'in, those that are 100, more or less. And then under that, you have Al Mathani. Right? Al Mathani. We talked about Al Mathani, those that are 100 and the 100 verses. And then the last category of surahs are those that are called Al Mufassal, the detailed ones, the short ones. The short ones are called Al-Mufassal. So An-Nisa is considered to be amongst the Sab'a, the seven long ones, Al-Rabi'ah. excuse me. Surah An-Nisa also, it has a little bit of a continuation to Surah Al-Imran. Like the Battle of Uhud, right? Allah Azza wa Jalla ends with that Battle of Uhud, you know, in Surah Al-Imran. So here, you know, Nisa, it has a little bit of continuation to Surah Al-Imran as well. So this is why in the Mus'haf is right after Surah Al-Imran comes Surah An-Nisa. And also, as Baqarah, subhanAllah, it mostly concentrates on the Jews, Surah An-Nisa mostly concentrates on the Christians. It's interesting. Now, although they both have a little bit here and there, but Mostly, Baqarah, you know, concentrates on the Jews, you know, but Surah Nisa, although it talks a little bit about the Jews, the people of the book, but mostly about an-Nasara. In terms of its revelation, what number is it? It is 92 in terms of revelations, you know, 114 surahs, Surah An-Nisa is number 92, Al-Baqarah 86, Al-Imran 87, An-Nisa 92, right after Al-Mumtahina, Surah Al-Mumtahina, and before Surah Al-Zalzala. Right after Al-Mumtahina, right before Surah Al-Zalzala, is Surah An-Nisa. Its number is 92. What are the Asbab al-Nuzul? The Asbab al-Nuzul, the reasons why Surah An-Nisa was revealed, al-ulama, they have counted about 42 sabab, 42 reasons. You know, there are some asbab, there are some reasons pertinent to families, al-usra, families, some asbab, some reasons that are pertinent to al-yahud, that are some that are pertinent to tarbiyah. There are a lot of, in fact, you know, the Surah Nisa is known by Al-Mawarith. Al-Mawarith, Surah Al-Mawarith. What's Surah Al-Mawarith? The Surah that talks about matters of inheritance. Matters of inheritance, you know, yes, yeah, the Surah Al-Baqarah as well, a little bit, but Surah Al-Nisa in more detail, that talks about Al-Mawarith, right? And then also another sabab, the sabab, you know, another reason, which is An-Nasara. There's a lot of, you know, verses that talk about An-Nasara, my brothers and sisters. With regard to Matla'a Surah, what does it start with? Like the introduction of the Surah. The introduction, well, let me ask you, since you've been taking notes, I mentioned 10 types of introductions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to start the surahs in the Quran. Surah An-Nisa, it starts with Allahu Akbar, An-Nida, Shazia. I was just going to say, but you're smart, mashallah, Shazia. An-Nida, you're right. Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. نعم. ما شاء الله ليلى and Shazia. Number one. Good. An-nida, a call, exactly, the call. So it is, does not start like Surah Al-Imran and Surah Al-Baqarah with Huruf Al-Tahajji, but it starts with An-nida. You know, it starts with An-nida, a call. Surah Al-Fatiha starts with a praise, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, right? So each surah has its own kind of introduction, my brothers and sisters. موضوع الصورة. What's the موضوع? What's the topic of the surah? The main topic of the surah, my brothers and sisters, it talks about, and I will go into the details. It talks about how to stabilize and solidify the iman. This is very, very, you know, this is one of the core point of Surah An-Nisa, is to stabilize and to solidify the iman of the believers, the iman of the Sahaba, the iman of mankind, you know, of us, right? And also it initializes and the it's also a preparation for the Muslim society. The same surah talks about not only to stabilize and solidify the iman, but also tahiyat al-mujtama. What does it mean, tahiyat al-mujtama? Is to have, you know, to initialize and to prepare the Muslim society. How to prepare the Muslim society? So Allah Azza wa Jalla gives some rulings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in, if you want to go into the details, the surah is split into three sections. Like, just like, subhanAllah, Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, we have three sections as well here in Surah An-Nisa, three sections. Section number one, that talks about Al-Amana, trust, Al-Amana. Section number two, it talks about Al-Adl, justice. And section number three, tathbit ahl iman, is to fortify and solidify iman. This is section number three. So section number one talks about al-amana, the trust. Section number two talks about justice. And section number three talks about, you know, solidifying or fortifying the iman. Section number one. Section number one starts from verse number one to verse number 58. Number 1 to 58, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this call, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he talks about al-amana. He talks about al-amana, you know, the trust. Also, he talks about enjoying a taqwa, enjoying good and God consciousness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about i'ta al-yatama amwalahum, meaning, you know, to Allah Azza wa Jalla warns about consuming the wealth of the orphans wrongfully. In the same section, the first section, you know, when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَآتُ الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, and you know, atul yatama, give the orphans their wealth. So consuming the wealth of orphans wrongfully is in fact considered to be a major sin. So Allah Azza wa Jal talks about this in section number one. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in section number one talks about at-ta'addud bil-adl. What does it mean, ta'addud? Those who marry more than one wives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here talks about justice, being just. If you were to have more than one wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about justice when he says,
فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَبَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ.
Marry from women, مَثْنَى, in twos and threes and fours. But if you're scared not to be just, then marry one. I'd like to share with you an amazing story. I just thought about it right now. It's a true story that happens in somewhere in Africa. Do people want to hear this funny story? It's really nice. It's good. And then the sisters will be, but it's nice. You can. It's okay to laugh. It's nice. Would you like me to share this story with you, sisters, brothers? Khadija? Sajida, you want me to say the story? Shastia, Abdurrahman, and Layla, and Shazia, should we? You know, it's a nice story. Khan, Hafsa, all right, for sure. Let's go, let's do it. So in this country, somewhere in Africa, in this village, the person who's married to four wives, He is the very well-respected man. He is the one who makes decisions, right? He is the one who makes decisions. When he speaks, everybody shuts up. Everybody shuts up. Nobody can argue with that man. His word is the one that goes on. The one who's married four wives. The one who's married three wives, he sits behind him. He sits right behind him, right? So he doesn't have that much privilege, but still he can talk. Still he can make certain decisions, right? But he sits behind. The one who has married two wives, he is the guy who sits all the way in the back, right? He sits in the back. That guy stays quiet, cannot talk. He's married two wives there, but he stays in the back. He sits, you know, if they feed him, he eats. If they don't feed him, he does not eat, right? They serve him, you know, so he just sits in the back. The one who's married one wife is the guy who stays outside looking, taking care of the donkeys of the other ones. They call him the donkey caregiver. The donkey caregiver. You know, he sits in the back and feeding the donkeys and taking care of the donkeys. he has no other job. He eats leftovers. He eats leftovers. He's the miskin guy. He eats with the donkey. He eats with the donkeys outside. The one who's not married, Adak miskin, he doesn't even exist. He doesn't even exist, Adak. But the one who's married one wife, he eats with the donkeys. Like most of us today, we'll be considered with those who eat with the donkey. Those who eat with the donkeys. Oh man, astaghfirullah. Can you imagine somebody telling his own joke and he's laughing at it? It's me. Allahu Akbar. So anyways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, in section number one, also talks about the ta'addud, you know, those who wants to have more than one wife, but in terms of justice, that they have to be just, and if they know that they will not be able to be just, then marry one. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah At-Tawb, in An-Nisa. And also Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, you know, giving the rights to women in terms of, you know, their sadaq, their mahr, their dowry. When he says, وَآتُ النِّسَاءِ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةٍ, give them their rights, give them their mahr, you know, from with an open heart. Not that you give a mahr, you know, and then you hate it. لا, give them their dues, their dowries, with, you know, with an open heart, with an open heart. You know, I heard, and I know, I heard that in India, it is the women that give mahar to men. Amazing. Maybe I should move to India. What do you think? Yeah, it is the women that give the mahar to the man. But in Islam, no, it is the man who gives that gift to women. Because subhanAllah, before it wasn't happening like this. And then Islam came and changed things, subhanAllah. And also in the same section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about rulings pertinent to, you know, drinking alcohol while praying. And this is this ayah that was abrogated later on, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. Don't approach salah while you are drunk. Because remember, the prohibition of alcohol came in stages. In actually three stages, right? So in three stages. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the first section of Surah An-Nisa, he's saying, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. Do not approach salah where you were drunk. So the Sahaba, what they used to do? They had to wait. Wait until when? First, the ayah came that says that it has benefits and it has, you know, not benefits, yani goods and bad in terms of alcohol. And then the second ayah that came that talks about, you know, don't approach salah where you're drunk. So they would not drink after the fajr because dhuhr is coming. And then they will not eat, drink after dhuhr because, you know, asr is coming. They will not drink after the asr because maghrib is coming. They will not drink after the maghrib because isha is coming. They will drink at night. Look how the sequence was coming, subhanAllah. They would drink at night. So Allah Azza wa Jal here saying, لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. And this is in the section, or the first section, you know, between ayah number 1 and 58. Section number 2 starts from 59 to 135. And it starts with مطلع نداءي. Allah Azza wa Jal starts with an intro, a call, a nida, a call. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول. All you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Prophet. So this is starts from 59. This is section number 2. And 138. From 59 to 135. 59 to 135. In that section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks more about al-adl again. Justice. More about justice. And also talks about, you know, الطاعة, obedience to Allah and His Prophet subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also obeying those who rule amongst us. أُولُو الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ أَطِعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولُو الْأَمْرِ وَأُولُو الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and those who rule, those that we have given the oath of allegiance to, you know, to give, to also obey them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks with regard to the rulings of Salat al-Khawf. Interesting. Salat al-Khawf. You know, the Salat of Fear. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about that Salat of Fear in this second section of Salat al-Nisa. What's Salat al-Fear? Salat al-Fear, if it used to happen when people were, let's say, in the battlefield, right? In the battlefield, and then they're facing the enemy, and the Salah comes. The time of Salah comes. So when the time of Salah comes, what should they do? You know? So Allah Azza wa Jal told them, you know, to split in two groups. One group will be praying, following the imam. And then the other group will come in front to guard them, facing the enemy. And then after the second rak'ah, those who are praying, they will make salam, they will stand up. And those who are guarding, they will go and finish with the, and finish with the imam. And those who made salam, they will come back and finish their own, you know, their own salah later on. Right, so this is the Salat al-Khawf. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions it here in the second section of Surah An-Nisa. Also, sisters and brothers, something amazing in Surah An-Nisa. Another ruling of being just for An-Nisa. What is justice with Nisa? This is an amazing surah. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala talks about. An amazing ayah when he says, "فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ فَعَسَى أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا." Allahu Akbar. Right. So, with regard to women, he says, "فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ, if you were to dislike your wives, if you were to dislike your wives, فَعَسَى أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا." It may be that you dislike something, and Allah will put so much good in it. I would like you to pay attention with me here. I would like you to pay very close attention with me here. Allah Azza wa Jal did not say, فَإِن كَرِهْتُ فَإِن فَإِذَا كَرِهُوكُمْ. He did not say, if women, if your wives, they dislike you. Allah says, if you dislike your wives, this you have to think deeply and profoundly. What an amazing ayah. Allah says, with regard to men, if you dislike your women, it may be that you dislike something and Allah will put so much khair in it. Why did Allah say to men, if you dislike your wives, and He did not say to women, if you dislike your husbands? Amazing, amazing research. Amazing research. In this ayah, Allah says, if you dislike your wives, it may be that you dislike something and Allah puts so much khair in it. But He did not say to the women, if you dislike your husbands, it may be that you dislike something and there is so much khair in it. Do you want to know why? Because I made a research on this. I did a research. Sisters and brothers, do you want to know why? I need to ask you first before I waste my time. Huh? Yes? Light spread? Okay. Well, I'll just maybe talk to light spread because you're the only one who wants it. So maybe I'll just talk to you in private. Right? I talk to you in private because nobody else wants it. Yasin. Oh, Yasin, you want to hear. Okay. Nadim from Facebook, she wants that. And Munazza, she wants to hear that. And Khan, now you guys are talking to me. Shireen, she wants to know why. You really want to know why. All of you should know why. Khadija, please. And Sharmeen, please, right? Yeah, because, you know, Ibrahim, don't talk. Just don't say nothing, right? You're my students. You understand, right? You know how I work, right? You know, it's not, don't say that. Right? So don't break it and don't spoil it. No, but you're wrong. And I'm right on this one. Tomorrow. I'll let you know tomorrow, inshallah. Yeah, it's a cliffhanger. I'll let you know tomorrow why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said it may be that you dislike your husbands, I mean that you dislike your wives, and Allah would put so much khair in them. And he did not tell the wives, it may be that you dislike your husbands, and Allah would put so much khair in them. So I'll keep it as a cliffhanger, inshallah ta'ala, for tomorrow. Tomorrow, inshallah, day 10. Tomorrow, day 10, inshallah, we will share that with you. Because, you know, I don't want to make this like the end of time, like a long session, the end of time. The end of time is about an hour, you know. So here, we keep it to 20, 25 minutes, half an hour max, inshallah. All right. So tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll come back about this amazing ayah. You know, we are already talking about section number 2. Section number 3, we'll explain that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. And then we move to Salat al-Ma'idah. We'll move to Salat al-Ma'idah, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair, my brothers and sisters. I shall see you today again, talking about the end of time. Jannah part number 5. Today, Jannah part number 5. Today, I promise you, inshallah, we're going to enter Jannah. All right? Today, we're going to enter Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Bi'idhnillah. So, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time for the end of time, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless you all. Again. Tafsir Bits Bites, day number 9 or day number 8. 8? 9. Sorry. Jazakumullah khair, my brothers. Facebook, assalamu alaikum.